Let's talk about 2016 thus far. Why don't we do our worst lists real quick? Here's what we'll do. We'll do worst lists real quick. I'll give you my 10, and then Eric, you do your 10. Colin, you do your 10. And then when we do the best, we'll do a round robin. I'll give 10, and then you guys will give your 10 and 9 and 8 and zip, and got it thus far. All right, so let's go through the worst quick. Let me give you my top 10 worst movies. And some of these I actually caught up on. A couple of these I actually caught up on when initially I didn't review them. So number 10, this is the worst of 2016 so far since we're halfway through the year, which is amazing that we're over halfway through the year. Number 10 is The Boy. Number 9 is The Forest. Number 8 is Allegiant, the Divergent series, or whatever the hell it's called. Number 7, Zoolander 2. Number 6 is 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. Number 5 is 50 Shades of Black. Number 4 is The Huntsman, Winter's War. Number 3, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Number 2, Dirty Grandpa. And, the top two have the distinction of having Zac Efron in both of them. And number one, the worst movie of 2016 so far is Neighbors 2. So that's my top 10 worst. Eric, what about yours?
Starting number 10, The Choice. Number 9, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. 8, drumroll, Knight of Cups. 7, 50 Shades of Black. 6, Warcraft. 5, Central Intelligence. 4, London Has Fallen. 3, Ride Along 2. 2, Now You See Me 2. And number 1, Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh, boy. Boy, you know, it's many on that list that I actually avoided. I'm very happy about that. All right, Colin?
Yeah, I think between your two lists, I think I've seen maybe 7 out of 10 out of the 20 films that you mentioned.
Now, the first couple of months, you did take time off.
That's true, but I did catch up with a few during that time. They'll be on this list. So number 10 is a match, The Choice. Number 9, Warcraft. Number 8, The Forest. Number 7, Huntsman, Winter's War. Number 6, Norm of the North. Number 5, Mother's Day. Number 4, The Boss. Number 3, Brothers Grimsby. Number 2, Independence Day Resurgence. And number 1, Hardcore Henry.
Wow. Oh, Colin, you really bit some bullets there, man. I'm telling you. Good God. Okay, let's do the best, okay? A real quick review of each one as we go. All right, I'll start with mine. And my number 10 on the best of the half year so far, 2016, is Swiss Army Man, which was mentioned earlier. I just thought it was really terrific. We kind of basically reviewed that one a little bit earlier on. So number 10 on my list is Swiss Army Man. Eric, what's number 10 on your list?
Number 10 on my list is the documentary Wiener. Just I think a really fantastic and uncomfortable documentary about someone you're rooting for and then you just want to turn on by the end.
Okay. All right. Wiener. All right. And Colin, number 10 on your best of 2016 list.
The Coen brothers, Hail Caesar. This is the Coen brothers mainly just kind of going for laughs and for the most part earning them with some of the funniest scenes that they've ever done, particularly one with Ralph Fiennes to get an actor to say a particular line.
Colin. That is still great. I'm telling you, I don't know if I've laughed hard at a bunch of scenes this year. That might be the one where I was just like doubled over and I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
That scene is so far. I wish I liked the rest of the movie. Okay, we're going to break, you guys, okay? So, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about the 10 best movies of 2016 thus far because we are halfway through the year and we do this every year. Makes it easier on us at the end of the year. And we can just reference the 10 movies that we liked at the beginning of the year. So, all right, we'll take a quick break. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. We're back after the news here on 720 WGN. And my dad will be calling in to tell a joke a little bit later on because it's Monday morning. And we will also be talking about cheapness. Who's the cheapest person you know? What's the cheapest thing people have ever done? And we got a story to tie in with that coming up as well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for Talk and Tech. Check us out on Facebook.com/NickDShow. Like us now. You can follow us on Twitter @NickDShow as well. And So there you go. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. All right, let's get back to this. We are unveiling our best movies of 2016 so far, since we are halfway through the year. Eric and Colin, welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
All right, we just did number 10. Number 9 on my list of the best movies of the year so far is The Lobster, one of the most original and crazy movies of the year. Another one of these movies that kind of like Swiss Army Man, as I just mentioned, not quite as strong in the final third as the setup is, but enough craziness and originality and a great performances all the way around, especially by Colin Farrell, that I'm recommending The Lobster, and I think it's the 9th best movie I've seen so far this year. Okay, and Eric?
Mine also has animals in it, but it's animated. It's Zootopia, which is really funny, really clever, great message for kids and especially adults these days. A scene that may rival that scene in the Coen Brothers, scene at the DMV, may just be one of the funniest scenes we'll see all year.
Yeah, the sloth, the infamous sloth
yep.
scene, yes. Okay. All right, Colin, number 9 on your list?
Number 9 is another movie out of New Zealand that came out and kind of came and went, a movie called The Dark Horse. This is a movie about the chess, guy who teaches these kids how to play chess.
Right.
These troubled kids, and it follows a formula that we've seen 100 times, and yet it works at every turn, and it feels vital and fresh, and really with a great performance at the center of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number 8 on my list is The Nice Guys, one of the flat out most entertaining Hollywood films of the year. Didn't do very well at the box office. It should have. And again, we're talking about individual scenes that are funny. I found the whole movie to be really, really, really funny. But again, if you want to point out single scenes, Ryan Gosling discovering a dead body and his reaction to that. One of my favorite moments in film all year. I really like The Nice Guys a lot. Great chemistry between Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. And I thought a really, really terrific and entertaining film. Okay, Eric?
A movie I just recently caught up with, Richard Linklater's Everybody Wants Some, which is, I think, a sneaky film that's about baseball and the specifically the camaraderie about being on a team like that. The longer this movie went on, the more I enjoyed it. And I think it has my favorite final image of the year so far.
Okay. All right. You'll hear about that one on my list at some point. All right, Colin.
Number 8 for me is might be a bit of a cheat, but this movie hasn't opened in Chicago yet, but it did open in New York and L.A., and we'll be talking about it next week. Todd Solondz' Wiener Dog. I'm not going to say too much about it, except that don't just take this mention of it being on my top 10 list as an indication of, oh, I should go see this. I need to warn everybody, this is not for everybody. Well, it's not a heartwarming film about wiener dogs.
Well, I think that I think the name Todd Solondz should...
For us, yes, we know that.
Right, okay.
But people will look at the trailer and we'll look at the cast and go, that looks delightful. I can go see it. I'm warning you, don't yet. Wait for my review and we'll get into that.
Okay.
But I'm saying I liked it a lot.
Okay, I can't wait to see it. I cannot wait to see it. Okay, that's number 8. Number 7 on my list is De Palma, which was a movie that was made specifically for me. This great documentary about Brian De Palma, which is just basically Brian De Palma looking into the camera and talking for 2 hours with clips, behind-the-scenes footage, and representing everything that he ever did, covering everything, including a Bruce Springsteen video. It's a gift from heaven for De Palma freaks, and I happen to be a De Palma freak. So that's number 7 on my list. Okay, Eric?
7, I think a very an exquisitely put together horror movie. No, not The Witch. The Conjuring 2 is on my number 7 on my list. I had an absolute blast watching this movie and just watching James Wan just having so much fun at putting together sequences designed to just wrinkle the hairs on the back of your neck. I enjoyed the hell out of this movie.
Okay. All right. Colin?
My number 7 is Swiss Army Man, which we've already talked about.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number 6 on my list is The Neon Demon. a movie that I don't think anybody is seeing. Is it tanking completely, Eric?
Well, no one's going to see it. I don't know. No movie like that should be considered tanking.
It's just an insane movie. We've talked about it. I think it's like one of the greatest movies ever made about narcissism, and it's crazy. The last half hour is mind blowing, in my opinion. So, Neon Demon number 6, Eric.
Oh, number 6 is Krisha, a film that, again, not a delightful film about spending with the family at Thanksgiving, but I think a really fantastic debut that is as uncomfortable a movie as you're going to see. Not many people saw it, clearly, but it's stuck with me ever since I saw it last year.
Okay, cool. All right, Colin, number 6.
Yeah, I forgot all about Krisha. That definitely would be in my top 10 if I had remembered it. Okay.
Remember it for the end of the year, that's all.
Yeah. It definitely needs to be rewatched. My number 6 is The Nice Guys. I saw it a second time not too long ago and really admired it even more. The chemistry between Crow and Gosling is fantastic, and the writing is some of Shane Black's best yet. So much fun. Yeah. So much fun. I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah.
The first time.
I can't wait to see it again, too. Number 5 on my list, best Midnight Special. Jeff Nichols' remarkable movie about the little boy with the special powers and the people that want to get a hold of him, and how Michael Shannon why am I blank? Joel Edgerton go on the run with the kid. Loved it, and I can't wait to see. I love the fact that Jeff Nichols is going to have 2 movies in 1 year. That just makes me very, very happy. Okay. All right, Eric, number 5.
Number 5 has been mentioned. Coen Brothers' Hail Caesar. I think one of their most clever films, if not their all-around funniest. Definitely one of the most clever. I think warrants many, many repeat viewings.
Okay. Colin?
My number 5 is Zootopia. So far, this is the animated movie of the year to beat. And you know, I think it's very clever, very funny, and very vital for our times right now.
Yeah,
which is the most surprising aspect of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 4 on my list is The Invitation. Did it get a theatrical? Yeah, it got a theatrical release.
Oh yeah,
it was at the Music Box. I think just a great horror film, really, really creepy. With one of the, you want to talk about, you know, Eric, you mentioned the final shot of.
That's a good one too.
Everybody Wants Some. The final shot of The Invitation is jaw dropping. Just a really, really creepy, beautifully made, wonderfully acted movie. I love the Invitation. Number 4. All right, Eric.
Number 4 on my list is Captain America: Civil War. I think a film that is one of the better Marvel films. I think it's. One of the very most entertaining films of the year, and I think everyone really committed to doing something that, clearly was not pulled off with Batman versus Superman. I think they did a marvelous job.
Hello.
All right,
Colin.
My number 4 is Hunt for the Wilder People. You got to go see it. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. My number 3 is Green Room. Beautifully made throwback to the genre movies of like Walter Hill and John Carpenter, beautifully acted, and now even more bittersweet, featuring what I thought was Anton Yelchin's best work. A great and intense movie, just exactly in my wheelhouse. I loved it. So Green Room, number 3. Eric?
My number 3 is a movie that's also only opened in New York and L.A. so far, and is opening. We'll talk more about this next week on our show here. And it's a documentary called Life Animated, a film that made me weep like a baby multiple times, a story about a autistic boy who learns to communicate through the use of Disney animated films. Is just a beautifully constructed piece of work that I really hope everyone gets a chance to see. And we'll talk more about that next week.
Got it. All right. Colin, number 3.
Yeah, that is a great one. I didn't realize it opened already. That would definitely be on my list, too. My number 3 is The Witch, which is a wonderful, creepy little horror movie that's based in, American folk tales and folklore. So it's a special place in my heart for that kind of stuff. Just unbelievably beautifully shot and directed horror film that got a wide release, strangely enough, in spite of that has no commercial appeal whatsoever. But it's definitely worth seeing if you love horror. This is a good one.
Okay. Number two on my list was mentioned already, Richard Linklater's Everybody Wants Some. I adored it. I loved it. It's a spiritual follow-up to Dazed and Confused. And it is a movie that meanders beautifully. And I'm glad that Eric brought up the baseball element of the movie, because it really is a wonderful baseball movie. And I loved it in every way, shape, and form. And there's a lot going on. And, Eric, yes, the final shot is awesome.
Yeah.
It's almost as awesome as the final shot of Dazed and Confused, which is...
It's better.
Man, I don't know.
Not as pretentious.
No, don't get crazy.
Not as on the nose. But
okay, go ahead. Number two, Eric.
Number two is Green Room. What can you say? It's just awesome.
Yes, it is. Okay, Colin?
My number two is Jeff Nichols' Midnight Special. Very cool, ambiguous sci-fi film. You know, a lot of nods to Starman and all kinds, you know, a bunch of other movies. Leaves a lot of questions unanswered, but not in a bad way, in my opinion.
Yep. Okay, my number one is The Witch, one of the greatest directorial debuts that I could remember. I was thinking after I saw it, the way I felt after I saw Blood Simple, in terms of a director making a statement. We can talk more about that before. It's already been mentioned, but The Witch is my favorite film of the year so far. All right, Eric?
My number one is John Carney's Sing Street. I've been in love with this movie since I walked out of it at Sundance this year. It's hitting DVD and Blu-ray next week, actually, so people can get a chance to take a look at it finally, because it just didn't get the proper release it deserved. If Dazed and Confused and Everybody Wants Some are spiritual contenders, then Sing Street and Almost Famous absolutely are, too.
Man, it was number 11 on my list. Number 11. Colin, I wonder what your number one is.
Yeah, we have a match here. Mine is also Sing Street. I've seen it 3 times. And every time I see it, you know, it makes me feel, you know, like a teenager who can take on the world. That's kind of the movie. That's the feeling the movie leaves you and on your way out of the theater. And I think it's just absolutely exhilarating.
Okay. All right. I loved it, too. I want to mention that it didn't make my list, but it's a really terrific movie.
My number 11 was Midnight Special, guys.
Okay. There you go.